This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We were talking earlier this week, Wednesday, I think, about all the flooding in the Midwest. The Mississippi River crested yesterday in St. Louis. That swell is moving downstream, and the folks that make their living on the water are keeping a close eye on things. Austin Golding runs Golding Barge Lines in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mr. Golding, good to talk to you again.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, how's the river? Is it subsiding at all?
Well, I think we're in the midst of a rise here in Vicksburg where we're located. The crest is projected in early May, but I expect that to possibly be pushed back due to some recent precipitation and also some projected ice melt coming in the next few weeks.
What does that do to you business-wise? Can you run barges when the river's high like this?
We can. Really, the most perilous part of high water is avoiding man-made structures, bridges coming into harbors that may have a lot of current in and around the mouth of them. But it actually, when you're in the channel in the vast majority, just being really aware because the current is much swifter, it just requires more attention, but it is a working environment we are not alien to.
What about down at the coffee shop on the main street in Vicksburg? I mean, you barge guys must hang around together. What are people talking about?
Well, really, I think you see a lot of people just being keeping an eye out the window. We just had a flood. We just had a drought. And here comes the high water again.
Yeah.
I think there is some anxiety about how high it could go and what challenges we'd be up against. But it's something that we prepare for as an industry and something that gets us up in the morning ready to go at it another day.
Remind me, you run petroleum products, right?
Yes, sir. All tank barges.
So are gas prices going to go up because this river's high and you guys can't get stuff done?
Well, as a matter of fact, our industry is so efficient. a study was done recently that the transportation cost allocated to our industry and the effect they have on gas prices is about 1% of what comes out of the per gallon cost in your car. So it could, but it won't move the needle very much.
Does high water necessarily mean fast water? Can you move these barges any faster because the water is so high?
Well, you can southbound.
But northbound is a whole different deal, right?
Right. So there is a trade-off there.
Yeah.
And it is, you burn less fuel coming south, you burn more coming north. It's pretty eerie how everything tends to work out here as far as water levels go.
These weather swings for you, does that make planning and business modeling more difficult for you?
There's no doubt about it. It does. I think if we had more consistent weather patterns, then we could all really gauge what our costs would be and what our time and transit would be for our customers. But I tell you what, I really think our industry is going to be much improved after the recent few years of having a flood, then a drought, then possibly more high water. Hopefully we have reference points that we can budget into in the future, and we're a more well-versed and more experienced industry as a whole.
Austin Golding, he runs Golding Barge Lines out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. Mr. Golding, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.